verse 20. I'll move rather rapidly through this section. It says, such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I have done no wickedness. Now, we're living in a day when this actually has come to pass, that there are those living in sin, and they'll argue with you that they are not living in sin. I understand one child born out of wedlock was given a name that I'm not sure just what it was, but it meant purity, and it meant the little child was pure. Well, to begin with, the child has a sinful nature. I don't care if they've been married a half a dozen times to each other and how many ceremonies they'd have. But there's one thing for sure, that it is to try to say that adultery is not a sin. God still says it's a sin, and he hasn't changed his mind. He didn't learn anything from this generation. And more and more, as I see the sin about me, I'm convinced that God didn't need to learn anything from this generation. He already knew all about them, wrote about them here. Now, verse 21, for three things the earth is disquieted, and for four which it cannot bear, for a servant when he reigneth. That's Jeroboam. He was a servant, became the first king in the northern kingdom. And a fool when he's filled with meat. And that was that rich fool that built bigger barns, and then he was eating gourmet, of course, with barns like that. But he was a fool, and he was filled with meat. And then the third thing, for an odious woman when she's married. And a great deal could be said about that, but I've said, I guess, too much already. And a handmaid that is heir to her mistress. That is, sometimes a poor person, very poor, been walked on, suddenly becomes rich. There's no one that is as overbearing as a person like that.